Peshawar, Pakistan, today. The Taliban claims 50 fighters took part in the third day in a row of cross-border fighting, while the Pakistani government claims to have repelled about 400 Taliban fighters with helicopters and artillery. Pakistan, yesterday, hundreds of heavily armed Taliban fighters laid siege to a Pakistani checkpoint on the Afghan border for the second of 3 days of cross-border fighting, killing 28 police and 6 civilians in the deadliest fighting in months. A senior police official told the AFP wire that 500 militants, including Afghan Taliban from across the border and Pakistani Taliban, took part in the attack, which began before dawn on Wednesday and continued more than 24 hours later. The Pakistani military sent reinforcements to the police checkpoint, deploying helicopter gunships, hoping to quell the attack in an area accessible on the ground only by foot. Baghdad, Iraq, yesterday. At least 3 bombings were reported in Baghdad, wounding 2 police officers and 9 civilians. Another bomb attached to a car exploded today, wounding 2 people. Ramadi, Anbar Province, Iraq, yesterday. A wave of bombings killed at least 7 people and wounded at least 25. The first 3 bombs went off near a compound housing the governor, police command, and several other security directorates, according to Al Jazeera's Omar al-Saleh. The AP wire reported a market was also near the bombings, and that the bomb explosions appeared coordinated to maximize deaths. A police official said 2 roadside bombs went off first, and then a parked car exploded when police arrived on the scene. Then another parked car bomb exploded near the hospital where the injured were taken, the official reported. Tikrit, Iraq, today. A bomb hidden in a fuel canister outside a mosque frequented by provincial officials was followed by a suicide bombing inside the hospital where the wounded were taken to finish them off. The first bomb killed at least 19 people, according to Iraqi police. The suicide bombing at the hospital killed at least 17 more people, and the pair of attacks left at least 74 people wounded. Kut, Iraq, Wednesday. A U.S. minesweeper was damaged by an explosive charge that blew up against an American Army patrol in southern Iraq's Numaya Township in Wasit Province on Wednesday, a Wasit police source reported. Quote, a U.S. Army's minesweeper was set on fire and damaged when an explosive charge blew up against an American Army patrol in southern Iraq's Numaya Township in Wasit Province on Wednesday, a Wasit police source reported. He said that U.S. forces had beaten a number of police officers who were at the venue of the blast when it took place, giving no further details. Al-Qurna, Iraq, yesterday. An unknown group attacked a U.S. military convoy in Qurna with a grenade, U.S. forces reported. Kirkuk, Iraq, today. A U.S. military patrol was attacked today with a hand grenade, according to security forces. Wait a minute. What U.S. patrols? What grenades? What roadside bombs? I thought U.S. combat operations in Iraq were over. Oh yeah, that's been said before. Why then are 479 soldiers of Utah's National Guard, the 2nd Battalion of the Utah National Guard's 222nd Field Artillery, known as the Triple Deuce, preparing to deploy to Iraq? U.S. troops are supposed to be out of Iraq by the end of the year, and there is talk of a much wider war if they are not. Mr. Barack Obama, you got what you wanted in Pakistan, and nothing is changing in Iraq or Afghanistan, no matter how long U.S. troops stay, except how many people get killed. Now is the time to pull the plug, bring all the troops home today.